There are 11 wajib obligatory acts of prayer. They are niyyah, intention, takbiratul ihram, saying Allahu Akbar at the beginning of the prayer, qiyam, standing, ruku'a, bowing down, sujood, two prostrations, qira'a, recitation of the Quran, dhikr, the recitations in ruku'a and sujood, tashahhud, testifying, salam, salutation, tartib, correct order, muwalah, close succession, one action after the other without a long delay. These 11 wajib acts are divided into fundamental, rukun, and non-fundamental, ghayra rukun parts. The first five are called rukun, the niyyah, takbiratul ihram, qiyam, ruku', and the two sajdas. If you leave out any of these five fundamental rukun parts of prayer intentionally or by mistake, your prayer becomes invalidated. For example, by mistake you forgot to do ruku' and remembered after your prayer has finished. Your prayer is invalid and has to be done again. What if you add an extra rukun? If you add any of these five rukun intentionally, your prayer is invalidated. For example, you added an extra ruku' intentionally. Your prayer is invalidated. But if you add an extra rukun by mistake, some scholars have said if it is ruku' or the two sajdas, your prayer is invalidated. But in the case of the other three rukun, your prayer is correct. For example, you added an extra takbiratul ihram by mistake. Your prayer is still correct. The remaining six wajib parts of prayer are called ghayra rukun, non-fundamental parts of prayer. They are qira'a, dhikr, tashahud, salam, tartib, and muwalah. If you leave out any of the ghayra rukun parts intentionally, then your prayer is invalidated. For example, you intentionally left out the tashahud, your prayer is invalidated. But if you leave any of them out by mistake, your prayer is still in order. For example, you forgot to recite Surah Al-Fatiha and you have finished your prayer. Your prayer is still in order. Let's talk a little more about the components of prayer. Niyyah means intention. The niyyah of prayer must be for seeking closeness to Allah with sincerity. Your intention should not be mixed with any other purpose. For example, you cannot have the intention of seeking closeness to Allah and the intention of showing off at the same time. Otherwise, it will be invalidated. The prayer also must be specified, whether you are praying Fajr, Dhuhr, Asr, Maghrib or Isha. You must maintain the intention from the beginning to the end of the prayer. So if during prayer you become unmindful to the extent that if you asked yourself, "What am I doing?" and you don't know what to reply, your prayer is invalid. The intention does not need to be verbal. It can pass through the heart if you like. Remember that the niyyah is a rukun part of prayer. If you miss it intentionally or by mistake, your prayer is invalidated. Takbiratul ihram is made up of two words, takbir and ihram. Takbir means to glorify Allah by saying Allahu Akbar. Ihram means an act that makes certain things haram. The first Allahu Akbar that begins the prayer is known as takbiratul ihram, because once you say it, certain things become haram on you, such as talking, walking, eating, and so on. There are four conditions for takbiratul ihram. 1. It must be said at the beginning of every prayer in its proper form, Allahu Akbar. 2. It must be said in Arabic. You cannot say God is the greatest or say it in another language. 3. It must be said while standing, unless you are not able to, and the body is still. If you say Allahu Akbar while walking or moving, the prayer is invalidated. 4. The two words Allah and Akbar must be said in succession, meaning without a long gap between the two words. It is also recommended to raise the hands parallel to the ears when saying Takbiratul Ihram. Remember, Takbiratul Ihram is a rukun of prayer. If you missed it intentionally or by mistake, your prayer is invalid. Qiyam means standing. Some qiyams are rukun and some are ghayra rukun. It is wajib and rukun to stand still and not move the body while facing the qibla for takbiratul ihram and just before going to ruku'. Here are some examples of where you may miss qiyam before ruku'. If you are joining a jama'ah prayer late and the imam is in ruku'ah, you do your takbiratul ihram while being still. Then you also have to be still and pause for a little. This is called qiyam before ruku'ah. Then you go to ruku'ah and catch up with the imam. And let's say you forgot to perform ruku'ah and you sit down straight after reciting the surahs, but you haven't performed the two sajdas yet, and you remembered that you haven't performed ruku'ah. You first have to stand back up straight and pause a little for qiyam that is connected to the ruku'ah, and then perform the ruku'ah. But if you remember you haven't performed the ruku'ah while in the second sajda, the prayer is invalid. It is also wajib to stand while reciting the chapters of the Holy Quran in the first two rak'ahs, and also while reciting the tasbihat in the third and fourth rak'ahs. However, these qiyams are ghayra rukn parts. So that means if you sit down by mistake while reciting the surahs or tasbihat, your prayer would still be correct. But if you sat down intentionally, your prayer is invalid. Bowing down in ruku'ah is also wajib and one of the rukn parts of prayer. If you left out ruku'ah by mistake or intentionally, your prayer is invalid. It is recommended for a man to bend in such a way that he pushes his knees back and rests his fingers on his knees. For women, it is recommended to place her hands above the knees and not push the knees back. Both sajdas in every rak'ah of prayer are wajib. Together, the two sajdas are counted as a rukn of prayer. So that means if you miss both sajdas in one rak'ah or add two more in one rak'ah, whether intentionally or by mistake, then your prayer is invalid. But if you add or miss one sajda by mistake in one rak'ah, or you miss a few sajdas in different rak'ahs, your prayer is still valid, and you should redo the missed sajda straight after the prayer. During the sajda, seven parts of the body must touch the ground: the forehead, the two palms, the two knees, and the two big toes of both your feet. One must perform sajda on earth, or those things that grow from the earth, such as wood, grass, or leaves from a tree that are not edible or worn. So that means it is not permitted to do sajda on edible or worn things such as wheat, barley, or cotton, and etc. Qira'ah means reading or reciting. Qira'ah is wajib but ghayra rukn. This means if you left it out by mistake, your prayer is still okay. But if you left it out intentionally, your prayer is invalid. In the first two rak'ahs of the five daily prayers, it is wajib to recite Surat al-Fatiha followed by another complete surah. As an obligatory precaution, if you recite Surat al-Duha after Surat al-Fatiha, you also have to recite Surat al-Sharh. Or if you recite Surat al-Fil, then you also have to recite Surat Quraysh. They are considered as one surah in prayers. Also, a person should not recite any of the four surahs that have a wajib prostration in them. Men should recite the surahs in Fajr, Maghrib, and Isha prayer aloud. Women can recite the surahs in Fajr, Maghrib, and Isha aloud, provided no non-mahram hears her voice. Otherwise, she should recite them in a whispered voice. As for Dhuhr and Asr prayers, men and women should recite the surahs in a whispered voice. In the third and fourth rak'ahs, men and women should recite Surat al-Fatiha once, or the four tasbihat in a whispered voice. In the dhikr of ruku', it is better to say Subhanallah three times or Subhana Rabbi al-Azimi wa bihamdi once. And in the dhikr of sujood, it is better to say Subhanallah three times or Subhana Rabbi al-A'la wa bihamdi once. They must be said in correct Arabic and it should be recited in a continuous flow. Tashahud means testifying or bearing witness. Tashahud is wajib but ghayra rukn. It is wajib to say the tashahud once in the second rak'ah after sitting up from the second sajda, and wajib to say it twice in a 3 and 4 rak'ah prayer. It should be performed while being seated, while being still, in the correct Arabic, and must be read continuous. A person must say, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah. وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا عَبْدُهُ وَرَسُولُهُ اللَّهُمَّ صَلِّ عَلَىٰ مُحَمَّدٍ وَآلِ مُحَمَّدٍ. If you miss the tashahud by mistake and already move to the next rukn, your prayer is still correct. But you should do its qada and the sajjatain as-sahu after the prayer. The salam is also a ghayra rukn part. It is performed after the tashahhud in the last rak'ah. It must be said in Arabic, must be seated while reciting it, and the body must be still. It is wajib to say Assalamu alaikum, and better to add Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Or you can say Assalamu alayka ayyuhan nabiyyu wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Assalamu alayna wa ala ibadillahi s-salihin. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Tartib means the correct order. If you change the order of any part of the prayer intentionally, then your prayer is invalid. If you change the order of prayer by mistake and it was a rukun part, then your prayer is also invalid. For example, you forgot to do ruku', which is a rukun, and you have already moved on to the next rukun and performed the two sajdas, your prayer is invalid. But if you forgot a rukun and after it was ghayra rukun, for example, you forgot the two sajdas, which is also a rukun, and you started performing your tashahhud, which is ghayra rukun, you must go back and perform the rukun and continue the prayer again. However, if you change the order of a ghayra rukun part by mistake and you have moved on to the next rukun, then your prayer is still correct. All actions of prayer must be in close succession. If someone stops their prayer and stands for so long that other people may think he is not praying, then the person's prayer is invalid.